Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is a pleasure to be here. It is Monday. Kind of a dreary Monday here in Tampa, but a good day nonetheless. Because it's not cold, because I have a short sleeve shirt on and I went outside. So there you go. Today we explore choice. You know, there's a couple of cases that, I mean, there are a couple of things that have gone on. In the last little bit, Michigan passing a right to work law. The state of Washington is now okay to smoke pot and be married if you're homosexual. And a lot of this, and of course the abortion and debate that rages on, and a lot of these things are about choice. Choice. And the choices that people make. It's interesting that the left is very excited when they are pushing pro-choice things onto people. Pro-choice meaning that the woman has a right to choose what you do. Okay, she has a right to choose. So it's choice. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and explore all that. We're going to explore the whole idea of choice and what choice is all about and who gets to make choices and the consequences of choice. And are we really holding up the left to their deal when they mention choice? One of the strategies that needs to start being employed is that when we call the left on something and we call them out loud on their thing, which is choice, that we call them out loud and in public. Not that we just shake our head and go, you know what, you hypocritical bastards, and the whole double standard thing. No, we really need to call them out on some of the things that are central to their message. And choice is one of them. The fact of the matter is that choice is something that the people, the folks on the right, really love, and we take care of, and we adore the ability to choose. The ability to choose. Not just choose whatever we want you to choose because it makes us feel good about ourselves. So we're going to talk about choice. We're going to talk about the right to work law in Michigan. We are going to touch on abortion today because it's supposedly a choice issue, and we're going to look at what those choices are and if indeed we should be making that choice or making a choice in that. We're going to look at gay marriage, and we're going to look at the marijuana thing. All about choice today. All about choice. And, of course, if you've got something that you'd like to toss in there, you can give us a call at 646-232-46. That's 646-232-46. And we'd love to have you. Some good things are happening. We are in negotiations with the folks at Grass Fire Nation Liberty News to produce a broadcast for them. And it won't be much different from what we already do, but I'm excited that we'll be able to put together a broadcast for Grass Fire Nation and Liberty News, Liberty News Network primarily. We're looking forward to that. We're also, I'm involved with the great people at Front Porch. Porch Talk. I screwed that up. Porch Talk Radio. My friend Eddie Adams Jr. Is the principal there. And we're putting together some things for that we're going to do on Blog Talk Radio in January. So look for Porch Talk Radio. And if you are an advertiser that wants to get involved in television and you think that the costs have been prohibitive, you can send me an email at willie@willielawsonshow.com. That's willie@willielawsonshow.com. We've got some things going with Porch Talk Radio. It's going to be a cable show in the Tampa Bay area. And the exciting part about the cable show in the Tampa Bay area, that we're going to be on Bright House, Comcast, and Verizon. And on all three of those networks, we're going to be on twice a week, a live show and then an encore broadcast. So we're talking about that's at least six different opportunities for your customer to see your commercial. So again, you want to if you want more information about if you're in the Tampa Bay area or if you have, you know what, Frank, if you have an internet business and it doesn't matter where people are. And I think that a lot of times that the internet businesses are left out because they think that only commercials are for brick and mortar businesses. But if you've got an internet business and you want to get involved in television and you want to get involved in an inexpensive way without the production costs, just send me an email at willie@willielawsonshow.com. So we got all sorts of things cooking. Got all sorts of things cooking. So I hope that you're looking forward to a great show, and I'm looking forward to a great show. So we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq, Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million-dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
All right, we're back with more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, pleasure to be here. When I get off the air today, I'm gonna call Amy Kramer of Tea Party Express and see if she can be on tomorrow. That'll be cool. We're gonna talk about the future of the Tea Party movement. I don't believe the Tea Party movement is dead. I believe that it has renewed itself in a more mature way, and is still having a positive effect on the political culture. So we're going to talk to Amy tomorrow or maybe next week, hopefully, and get her view on it, because you know what, she probably knows more than I. I'm the guy who always say, you know what, there may be people out there who know more about this than I do. I'm usually perfectly good with that. Usually I'm perfectly good with that. All right, listen, today's talk is about, today's show is about choice. Now, you might have heard over the weekend that the folks in Michigan, the state legislature in Michigan, decided to enact some right-to-work laws. Now that whole concept to me seems ridiculous. The whole concept, and I guess maybe because I wasn't brought up in it, and that's why I don't understand it, until recently, you know, and it still exists in some states, that if you want to work at a, as a plumber somewhere, at a big a plumbing company, you have to be a member of the plumbers union in order to have a job. Now, think about this. Let's just think about this for a second. Now, I know a lot of people who are listening, you know what, you belong to a union, you were raised under unions, you've seen some good that a union's done for you or your family. But think about this concept outside of all of that for me. If you just would open your mind for just a moment and think that what you have to do to work for the XYZ plumbing company is that you've got to pay the plumbers union a monthly or weekly or biweekly dues. You have to pay dues. You have to pay money to them so you can have a job at this place. You have to pay money to them. It's like protection money, I guess. I don't know. That's a pretty heavy-handed way to put it, but it's like protection money. It's like, if you want to work over here, you've got to pay us over here. You want to work over there? You got to pay us. Because, you know, well, why? Because, you know, we've contracted to do because the union's contracted to do the negotiations. Well, what's that have to do with me? I didn't choose you to do the negotiations for me. I am perfectly okay with doing negotiations for myself. But the unions have so much power that they get to do the negotiations for everybody. And then in turn, they make you, the individual, pay them money to do that. Well, I haven't contracted with the union. I've contracted with the company to work. I've not contracted with the union to work. I hope that I'm explaining this well, because the whole concept of having to pay a union to work at a job, or pay anybody, a union or an association, anybody to work at a job, seems antithetical to choice. I can't choose this job because I got to pay the union money to have this job, or I got to pay the association money, or I got to pay somebody money so I can have this job, so I can go and work, so I can support my family. Just at the top of the, I mean, right at the surface of all this, that doesn't make any damn sense. Now, I know it's been the way that a lot of places have existed for a long, long time. And what happens is that because it's the way things have existed for a while, it's the way people accept it, no matter how silly it is, because people accepted segregation. People accepted racism. People accepted, women not voting. People accepted all sorts of things because that's the way it was, or way it had been. Until a few people started thinking, wait, stop, whoa, wait one damn minute here, whoa. That doesn't make any sense. That a worker, somebody who works, has to decide to pay somebody money to work. You know, we tell people all the time who are looking, especially now, people who are looking for work, never pay anybody for a job. Because you know, with unemployment being as high as it is right now, as desperate people are, the bad guys show up with all sorts of schemes to suck money out of people, because people want to work. And one of the pieces of advice that we always give to people when they're looking for a job is never pay for one. Never pay for one. Never pay for a job. If they say, oh yeah, we can get you a job working for the XYZ widget company, but just pay us $200, the answer is no. You understand? We've said that to people. We continually say that to folks all the time when they're looking for a job. Never pay for a job. Never pay for a job. Never pay for a job. Okay, we say that all the time, and it always, and you know what? And employment agencies ought to get paid by the employer, not the employee. Okay? So don't pay for a job. We said to everybody. And now we got a union situation where, we've had a union situation in this country for years that's exactly what you do. And you don't just pay once, you pay forever. You pay forever. And you know what? And there isn't any, here's the word of the day, choice. There's no choice. You have no choice in the matter. You can't say, well, you know what? I choose not to participate in the union pension deal, which makes sense because I haven't paid into it. So I choose not to participate. I'll take my union dues. I'll take my money and I'll put it somewhere under my pillow, under my mattress in the backyard in a coffee can, or in an investment, whatever I choose to do with it, that's what I'll do. Right? That's somebody having choice. That's somebody saying, I'm choosing to do this, because the left, again, like I said in the open, is all about choice, especially when it comes to abortion. It's about choice. When it comes to smoking pot, it's about choice. When it comes to homosexual marriage, it's all about choice. Right? So how come, tell me, how come a worker in some of these other states that aren't, quote, right-to-work states, but I think every state in the union should be a right-to-work state. Everybody has a right to work. Think? Everybody has a right to work. There shouldn't be a special it's insane that we've gotten to a point where there's a special designation for it. Think about this for a minute, people. Now we have a special designation, ladies and gentlemen, for a place where you where the citizens have the right to work. That doesn't even make any sense. If we're talking about living in a quote free society, how does that even make sense that you now have a designation for a place where the citizen has a right to work? How far we have fallen into this morass, and that people buy into it. They just go along with it. Like somehow, well, you grew up and your dad and your grandfather was in the union, and your dad was in the union, and your uncles were in the union, your older brothers and your other sisters were in the union, and of course you're in the union too, because that's how it is. And you never thought for one minute, what if I don't want to be in the union? I like to work, but I don't want to be in the union. Oh, this is a closed shop. How can this be a closed shop? How is it that it would be legal, that it would be in a liberty loving country, that any company would be forced to be in a deal with the union that says, oh yeah, you can't hire anybody unless they become part of the union, or they're already in the union. So this is a closed shop. How is that possible in a free society? Quote, end quote. How is that possible? How is that possible that we could even get that mentality that if you don't pay the union their union dues, if you don't become a member of this group or that group to work here and pay them money, that would ever be okay? I don't understand how we even got here except by corruption. Because that's the only thing that makes any sense. We got to be talking about corrupt unions. We got to be talking about corrupt politicians. We got to be talking about corrupt company owners. We got to talk about corruption, and all the corruption is directed toward the worker, taking away their, say it for me, choice. That's the only thing that matters. If we're talking about choice, that's all that. Because again, the left loves the word choice. A little later on in the show, we're going to talk about abortion, obviously, because that's their big choice thing. Choice, give us the right to choose. Well, I want this job. Why do I have to be in the union? And in a lot of places in the country, almost every job you get is attached to some union, even government jobs. Now that's a whole another bit of craziness, that somehow even government jobs, even if you're working for the people of the state of Virginia, or you're working for the people of the state of Florida, or for the people of the state of Illinois or California, that somehow no, you're not actually working for them. You're actually attached to some public sector union. And if you don't join it, you can't work for the people of California or the people of Illinois. How did we even get here? I want to know how the average person in their brain got here and got to the point where they thought that was okay. Is it because people have thought it's not okay, and because you thought it wasn't okay, that somehow your life was in danger? Well, sometimes. Think about it, folks. Think about it for a second. If someone has to threaten someone's life to keep this idea from bubbling to the surface. I saw a meme today on Facebook, and it was a bunch of people and a big hand on top of them. And I think it said something like, you know who's in control of you by who you're not allowed to criticize. I'm gonna see that. I can't find it, and I didn't save it. I'm sorry, but you know who's in control of you by who you're not allowed to criticize, and you're not allowed to criticize the unions. You're not. Well, why? Why don't they get criticized? Why can't they be? I mean, why can't they put on their big boy pants and and take their criticism. Because if you push the idea that the individual has the right to work and the choice to be in a union or not to be in a union, it destroys their power. Let me say that again, because this is important. This is so important. If you push the idea that the individual worker has right to work and choose either to be or not to be in a union, then the power of the union is diminished. And why is that important? Well, it's only important to the union bosses because they've developed, because frankly, they've developed lifestyles. They've developed lifestyles that need a constant supply of money. And part of their personal lifestyles and their political lifestyles need a constant supply of money. Now, you may be, again, I said this earlier, you may be someone who's in a union now. You mean because that's how it is? You didn't choose it, but that's how it was. In order, I mean, I talk to people all over the country, obviously, who call into this show. But the idea is that you're in a union, and that's how it is. And if you want this job, you have to be in the union. And it may not have ever occurred to you that you don't want to be in a union. You want that money back. You want whatever you pay them, you want it back. Because that amounts to them confiscating your money, your property, something that belongs to you. It's a property rights issue, if nothing else. It's how is it possible that they could be saying you gotta give them your money? You have to. You want a job? Pay us. That's what it, because ladies and gentlemen, that's what it amounts to, doesn't it? You want this job? Yes. Pay us. Are you the company that I'm working for? No. Well, what are you going to do for me? Well, you'll get some pension, but I can take care of my own pension. Yeah, you'll get some pension. Yeah, if you screw up, we'll come defend you. But what if I don't screw up? Yeah, pay us. Or you can't work here. But I need to support my family. Yeah, I know you do. That's why you need to pay us. We'll take care of you. Honest, we will. Isn't that what this mentality is? Isn't that what this is all about? Isn't this how this is going down? Well, I'll tell you what. The Democrats are ready. This is what I'm talking about, choice, because the Democrats aren't interested in people having choice. They're not. Let me help you. They're not. I don't care what they say. I don't care how passionate they get. Oh, women have choice. We need choice. Yeah, they don't mean any of that. The only choice they want is for you to do what they tell you to do. That's it. The only choice is they want you to just do what they tell you to do. Nothing else. Do what we tell you. That's it. Just do what we tell you. That's what the only choice is. Anyway, this is out of the Washington Times. Came on Friday. A top Michigan Democrat is looking to President Obama to deliver retribution to Republicans after the GOP-dominated state legislature approved a package of bills that could make this stronghold of union power the 24th right-to-work state as early as next week. Senate Democrat leaders Gretchen Whitmer, who on Thursday called the votes, check out what this chick says, who on Thursday called the vote to approve the right-to-work measure, petty and vindictive politics, sparked more of a backlash Friday when she said she wants the president, who was set to visit Detroit on a previously scheduled political trip on Monday, today, to push back on Republican Governor Rick Snyder by holding back federal money for a new international bridge project to Canada, a badly needed mass transit program, all ailing in ailing Detroit. So here's what this chick is saying. This chick is saying, I am so hooked to the unions that what I'll do is that I will make sure people won't work. Think about how crazy this is. Think about how nutty this is. I'm asking the president to shut off federal money to make sure people don't work. Because if you don't pay the union, you shouldn't work, and hell, nobody will work. Because this new bridge to Canada, this bridge project that Detroit needs so badly, screw it. That's what we're talking about. That's insane. It is insane. We'll be back with it.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Dave Koz for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see someone who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel of their car, get the car keys. Your friends will thank you for it because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
6-8 to 90-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. Ernie Els encourages you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
We're back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being back. Listen, again, you want to keep an eye on what we're doing. I'm hooked up with the folks from Porch Talk Radio. Porch Talk Radio is a show out of Tampa. They spent some time, just like this show did, on WGUL 860 radio, and now they've branched out from there and are attacking the cable TV market here in this area, which is exciting, which is very, very exciting, as a matter of fact. And we're looking for sponsors, and if you want to get into television at radio prices, you hear me, want to get into television for radio prices, send me an email at willie@willielawsonshow.com. I think this is going to be an important thing for folks. If you have an internet business, eBay business, an internet business or whatever, and you're thinking about getting in the television somewhere and in a market, think about how important the Tampa market is. It is the 13th largest media market in the country and is the home of the Home Shopping Network. And so obviously, if you want to get your product on the air, we got about a million viewers a month waiting to see your commercial. Send me an email at willie@willielawsonshow.com. All right, today is about choice. We talked a little bit, and we'll talk more about it if you want to, about the choice of being in a union or not being in a union. You can give us a call here at 646-232-46. And if you want to talk to the host, press the 1 on your key set. If not, if you're just listening on your phone, that's perfectly okay, too. A lot of folks do that. A lot of folks just, they're traveling, and they just got their headsets in, and they're listening to the show on their phone, and it's cool. And I appreciate that. But we want to talk about something else. We talk about the citizens of California more than once had a choice. The choice was to allow same-sex marriage in their state. And they have yet to. The citizens have yet to say, now we're not talking about Texas. We're not talking about Alabama, Mississippi, Florida. We're talking about California, for goodness sakes. Listen to me. California. The citizens of California have, on every turn, said no to same-sex marriage. Every time it's been brought up, and they had a choice. Listen carefully. They had a choice. They said no. Judges have shown up and said, "Oh, you can't make that choice." Well, why can't they make that choice? Why can't, according to the 10th Amendment, because gay marriage, no kind of marriage is covered in the Constitution, so it's a 10th, it's obviously, I'm not a scholar, but hell, I can read, so it's obviously not a constitutional matter as it goes to the, it's not addressed, and it doesn't have anything to do with they keep using this, it's under the equal protection. Equal protection is one thing. Protection from what? See, has anybody asked that question? I haven't heard one news person ask that question to anybody in authority. Equal protection under the law. Protection from what? Where does that fit? Again, crap people just say. Oh, yeah, we're under equal protection. Equal protection from what? So marriage gives you what kind of protection? As a matter of fact, it doesn't give you any protection, really, not from the IRS, not from the powers that be. It doesn't give you any protection, none. As a matter of fact, marriage sets you up as a target for those that would take your resources from you simply because you decided to get married. So there's nothing federally constitutional about marriage. Marriage has been left to the states. So thus, this is not hard, kids. So thus, the people in that state have a, say it with me now, choice as to what kind of marriages they're going to allow.
Well, it used to be interracial marriages weren't allowed.
But I know. And guess what? They are now. And I'm pretty damn sure that every state in the union would go, yeah, can we vote for this? Yeah, we're going to vote for interracial marriage. So what's your point? The point is that the people of California have chosen, after being exposed it wasn't, you know, it ain't like people weren't exposed to gay people and homosexuality. It isn't like they don't understand it. Well, as much as a person can understand it. It's not like they don't get it. They don't. The people in California have said again, by a majority, we don't want this in our state. Where's their right to choose? Why aren't the liberals holding up the banner of choice of not having same-sex marriage in California? Why? Because they're big about choice. They're big about choice. They're big about freedom. Aren't they? Aren't they big about choice? You know, people ought to be able to, you know, to smoke dope if they want to. They ought to be able to decide, you know, what, I mean, you know, there's reproductive rights, whatever the hell that is. But somehow, the citizens of California do not, I repeat, do not have the choice to govern their state in the way that they say. You don't get that choice. Well, why not? Because it's not a choice they want. It's not a choice they want you to have. It's not a choice the left wants you to have. Why? Because it sullies their agenda. It keeps, you know, it takes power from them. And it's about power. It's not about, you know, it's interesting. These people in Washington State, again, in Washington State that have allowed same-sex marriage, and about 100 people went to Seattle, about 100, you know, couples went to Seattle and got married. Ew. They did. And as much as I don't like it, I'm going to tell you I don't like it. I don't have any problem telling you I don't like it. With as much as I don't like it, the citizens of Washington State decided that that's what they wanted. And at that point, I'm done. The citizens of Washington decided that it was okay to smoke dope. You know, I want to see all the libertarian folks who are fighting for dope rights so black people don't go to prison too. I mean, there should be a mass influx of those folks in the Washington State, because now there you go. And we're going to find out if those who say that pot is a gateway drug, we're going to find out, aren't we? Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm taking a little rabbit trail here. Why? Because I can. I will tell you that the evidence, any evidence of pot being a gateway drug, is going to be shoved under every rug they can. It's going to be, anybody comes up with any studies that say that pot, mark my word now, what's today? Today is the 10th of December 2012. Write it down, young folks. Write it down, young people. That everybody who can, who has any study that says that pot's a gateway drug because they studied 1,000 teenagers smoking dope or 1,000 18-year-olds smoking dope, will find out that those studies poo-pooed. They will. That's how they do it. This is how they do it. That's how they do it. I'm telling you that now. I mean, that's a rabbit trail. But I think that the state people in the state of Washington have made their choice to turn their state into Sodom and Gomorrah, but that's fine. They choose to. That's up to them. Their choice. I don't ever have to visit there or work there. I don't. Do I? No. So in a real way, although it's disappointing to me, I don't care. It's their choice. Now, they get to choose that. They get to choose what? Whatever's part of the leftist agenda, dope smoking, gay marriage. But when California voters decide, no, we don't want that, you can't have that choice. What the hell does that mean? If you have the choice to, you should have the choice not to, correct? What we don't do is we don't hammer the left on these on these obvious double standards that they have that are really at the crux of their policies. This is the crux of what they do and they say. That's what we need to be doing. Let's take a short break. We'll be back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back after this message. We appreciate you.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1. Or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Baby, you can drive my car, and maybe I'll love you.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you celebrate this holiday season, remember that life is very precious. If you're going to party, just plan ahead. Don't drink and drive. I repeat, do not drink and drive. And promise to designate a driver before you celebrate.
Yeah.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. And thanks so much. Hey, listen, be looking for some new projects going on with the Willie Lawson Show. We are currently in negotiations with Liberty News, the firm in Virginia we did our election coverage with. So so we are, again, very, very excited to be hooking up with those folks. You know what? Even at this at this time where, you know, where it was obviously a Republican ass whooping. Republicans got their ass whooped. They did. And that's the only way to put it. You know, that's the only way to put it. Republicans got their ass whooped. Forward. Republicans got their, you heard me. Republicans got their ass whooped. Ass whooped being one word. you would think that the causes for Republicans and conservatives would be pushed down, but you know what? You know what I see? I see even a bigger resurgence and a redoubling of efforts. And I think that's good. I do. I think that's good. So as you find that, as I'm finding out, there's not less to do, as some people had hoped for us and the here at the Willie Lawson Show, there's actually more to do. And Porch Talk Radio. We're talking about Liberty News. We're talking about building coalitions through Urban Game Changers. My friend Shelley Huzar and Nandra Enzi, the folks at the Exceptional Conservative Consortium, people like Ken McClinton and Kira Davis and Chris Arps. I'm not leaving people out, but I mean, I'm just saying, are you kidding me? It's great. There's more to do now than ever. So there you go. And so get forward to, I mean, look forward to seeing more and hearing more and participating more. So we appreciate you. All right, listen, we're talking about choice. We're talking about choice. We talked about the choice of being in union or not being in union. We talked about the choice of homosexual marriage. And I know the current term is same-sex marriage. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about homosexuals getting married to one another. That's right. Homosexuals, people who are physically attracted to the same-sex person, homosexuals, are actually getting married and basically having all the benefits and the non-benefits of marriage. Wow. Most of you said, you know, said you probably would have never thought that this is the day, but the day has come. Now we're going to spend the next little bit up into the top of the hour talking about, and you know, and I don't normally talk about abortion, and I'll tell you why, because I think it's cheap and easy for radio hosts to talk about abortion, because that'll get calls going, and that, you know, that always is always easy to, because the lines are so distinctly drawn. But I have to talk about it. If I'm going to breach the subject of choice, I don't have any choice but to talk about it. I mean, we got to go there. We got to talk about the left, how what they have done in the past number of years has turned the murder of children, in my eyes, and a lot of other people's eyes, into a choice issue. That the woman somehow, because the child is in her body. Now, it didn't get there by itself. I mean, we're not talking about Mary, where you know what, the Holy Spirit came upon her and the baby Jesus leapt into her womb. We're not talking about that. We're talking about two people having sex. Most times, a man and a woman having sexual intercourse. And the result of that sexual intercourse is a child. Now, isn't it interesting that, according to the left, the woman has a right to choose because you know, that's what it is, that the child is being incubated in her body. But the man has no right, has no other right but then to pay. He doesn't have a right to choose. Oh, wait a minute, that's my child too. No, you can't kill him. No, you can't kill her. You can't kill her. You can't kill him because it's my child too. Well, how do you know it's your child? Because I have to pay. The state, the same state that says, oh, yeah, you get the right to kill him or kill her, says, well, if you don't, I have to pay. So you know what? If I have to pay, no, you may not kill her. No, you may not kill him. Who gets choice in this situation? And who decides who gets what choices? The man in this situation gets one choice. You get a choice to pay. But you don't get the choice to decide. You do not get the choice to decide this. You do not get the choice to decide if your child is born. You don't get that choice. Remember I just said a little bit ago, if you get the choice to, you should get the choice not. Somebody needs to get the choice not to. But it's all about who is given the choices. And what choices they're being doled out by the left. And the idea is, if they've turned abortion into a choice issue, then shouldn't both participants get full choices? Shouldn't the man and the woman get choices? Shouldn't they? Now, we can talk about abortion. We can talk about that a lot of us believe that life begins at conception. And the only direction that that embryo that you call is going to go is in the direction of a human being. It's never going to be a puppy. It's never going to be a fish or a tadpole. It's never going to be a kitten or a piglet. It's never going to be a baby lion or a baby zebra. It's only going to be a boy or a girl. It's only going to be a human. And it starts being a human right away. As soon as that first sperm breaks through, it starts becoming a human being. And you know what? And what you can do is you can say anything you want. Let me help you. You can say anything you want. Once the sperm breaks through, and I know I'm being technical here, breaks through, the egg secretes an enzyme or a chemical of some sort that makes sure that none of the other sperm can get in, and immediately starts producing a human being. Immediately. Now, I know that a lot of people don't like to hear that because it just blows your crap out of the water about, you know, when something is viable and not viable. That's just crazy. What kind of Orwellian crap is that, that somebody is deciding when humans are viable and when they're not viable? I mean, seriously, that you're making that choice for this human being at its inception, at its conception, at the beginning of its life, you're deciding when it is going to be viable and by whose terms. Who gets to make choices? Does the baby get to make a choice? Does the father get to make a choice? Yeah, you better pay. Pay or we'll put you in jail. Pay, we'll put you in jail, or we'll take your driver's license away from you so you can't get to work, and so you can't pay, and then we can put you in jail. It's pretty nutty, isn't it? And what we don't do is we don't call the left on these things. We do not call them on their crap. Whenever they mention choice and start throwing that word around, we should nail them to the floor with it. Well, if you have the choice to do this, don't I have the choice to do that? It's all about choice, right? It's all about free expression, right? I'm kind of disappointed that San Francisco has decided that you can't walk around naked. Not that I had intended to go to San Francisco to watch naked people or to actually go to San Francisco to walk around naked. I hear it's cold there. I'm sorry. But, you know, they had opened up this can of worms in this other Sodom and Gomorrah of San Francisco. They'd opened up this can of worms. Oh, free expression, baby, free expression. And people, you got the right to do this. You got the right to do this. Yeah, baby, you got, okay, then who decided that you suddenly didn't have the right to walk around naked? Who made that choice? I'm kind of disappointed. I'm disappointed in San Francisco. But they're starting to take choices away from people. They're taking choices away from people. How is that possible? In the land of the libs, they're taking choices away. We'll be right back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends.
started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back with more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is exciting. It's an exciting day. I mean, it's exciting time. Lots and lots going on. I'm talking to two different folks on over Skype right now. You know, there's going to be a camera here at some point when we start producing content for Liberty News. There's going to be a camera. And that'll be kind of cool because we'll be doing Blog Talk Radio and Ustream TV at the same time. So that'll be cool. So there'll be a camera so you can see that when you're away, I'm not just here picking my nose. No, not most of the time anyway. But I won't be picking my nose on camera, which will be a blessing to everybody. The quality of your life just got better. But that's that's how it is. That's how it is. All right. Listen, we've been talking about choice. And it's interesting. And then we talked about the unions, and we talked about gay marriage, and we talked about pot smoking, and we talked about abortion a little bit. I don't want to talk about abortion a lot because, again, it's really easy to do. And you can get, all I got to do is go out on Twitter and go, you don't have the right to kill your baby. And then I know a bunch of people will show up, and then we can battle back and forth and make really insipid radio. But it's about choice, and if you know, and why does the father have the right to choose? No, I don't think you should kill my baby. I don't think you should kill my son. No, Now, you know, it's a damn shame that my son is growing in your body. It is. It's bad for me. It's bad for you, and it's bad for my kid. But you don't get to kill him. You don't. You don't get to kill him when he's two, when he's really a pain in the ass. You know, you don't get to kill him in utero. You don't get to kill him when he's 13, when he's really a pain in the ass. Oh, my goodness. Or when he's 16, or when he's 22, you don't get to kill him then either. So you don't get to kill him in utero either. You just don't. So you don't get the choice to murder, do you? Although the left has given itself the choice to murder. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? All right, you know what's interesting is, being me, I will fully tell anybody, being me is a choice. I choose to be me. I choose to think about the things I think about and act on the things that I act about. I'm not an accident. I don't bumble and stumble around my life in an accidental fashion. I don't. So I have thought about my political views and I have considered them and how they affect me and my family and my community. And I have chosen to do what I'm doing. But it is interesting when I'm talking to people on the left in my own community, people who look like me and otherwise, how they're upset with my choice. Because I didn't choose what they chose. Or I didn't choose to go along and be the accidental human being in their politics and their lives that they've chosen to be. That I chose something different. And when I say, you know what, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, and it just didn't, it just didn't free my ass, it freed my mind as well. And so now I can think about whatever I want, and I can consider whatever I want, and I can be whomever I want, because now I'm not a slave to anything or anybody. So I don't have to just go along. Isn't that true? I don't have to just go along. And if you are, I mean, if and again, because Black people will celebrate Juneteenth, yay, Juneteenth, you know, the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation, blah, 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 you know, and it's a little bit of that, but it's mostly, oh, we're going to celebrate Black people, we're going to celebrate the Black people's accomplishments, and blah, blah, blah. We're not going to, well, because if they have to celebrate the core of Juneteenth, then they have to come to some realizations that some of the choices that they have made are hurting their own damn communities. Ow, what you said, I know, I said it. I said it, good Lord, I done said it, I did. So, they're mad at me because I made a choice on purpose. I said, you know what, I'm going to choose conservatism. I'm going to choose to be a Republican because I've seen where the little Democrats have destroyed where I live. And I've also seen how they've destroyed the spirit of some of the folks, the descendants of people, who started every major science and art that exists on the planet today, how in a few short years that liberalism under the power of Democrats have destroyed a whole race of people in this country and continues to be oppressive, continues to. So I've decided by my choice, that I'm not going to support that. And you would think that, I'll be honest, some people say, you know what, you made that choice and you're good, you know what, we know you, and you can make that choice, that's you, you're a grown man. But that's a minority. The majority of the people that I deal with, even white folks, which is I find amazing, even white folks who basically get to choose whatever the hell they want, want me to line up with the rest of the Black people. Why are you over here? Shouldn't you be over there with your people? I've had people at Republican gatherings treat me in that fashion. Strangely enough, I've never had anybody in a Tea Party rally treat me that way, but at Republican gatherings, I've had people treat me that way. This, you know, they say stuff to me like, this must be hard for you. And I go, what do you mean? Well, you know. And, of course, at that point, I do know. So, you know, me being a butthole, I always go, no, I don't know. Tell me. Tell me how this is hard for me. Tell me how choosing conservatism is hard. What, am I genetically predisposed to being a liberal Democrat because of the color of my skin? Where I grew up? How I grew up? With whom I grew up with? With whom I grew up with? No. Tell me how this is hard for me. So I've even had white Republicans not get it and not allow me the choice to choose. Because I'll tell you what this always comes down to is this, folks, is that those who want to oppress you, those that want to direct you, those that want to use you, are those that will decide what is a choice for you and what isn't a choice for you. My advice to you is to pray and study and pray and study and choose and stick to your choices. You hear me? Pray and study, choose and stick to your choices. That's the only way that you can have any respect for yourself in the long run. And then, if somebody wants to call you out on your choices, feel free at that point to call them out on theirs. Feel free at that point to call them out on their choices. If they've chosen to smoke pot and now they're a pothead and they say it's not addictive, but you know what? It'll damn sure push down your ability to, I'll just sit around here and smoke pot all day. And then they're wondering why their lives in the shamble, and they chose to sit around and do all day and smoke pot. Call them on that choice. Yeah, when you chose to sit around and smoke pot all day, yeah, your ambition got kicked in the ass, and there you go. Now you're just sitting around the house smoking pot all day, playing video games in your mom's basement. Yeah, but you made that choice. I am glad that the citizens of Michigan are going to experience liberty here as early as next Monday. I am glad that they're going to experience a bit of choice, that they'll be able to get a job and not join a union if they choose not to. That makes me happy. I don't know if that makes. Let me look at it. Does that make you happy? I'm thrilled. I am thrilled that the citizens of Michigan will be able to go to work and not have to join a union. Now, I'm sure they'll be able to if they wish to, but to be able to make that choice. You know what? And again, you think that, you know, people are under the mindset, we're going to go back to that for a minute, that in order to build cars, or, you know, you have to be in a union to build good cars. Well, no. Here's a story about, this was on my Facebook page, about some workers a couple of years ago that Fox 2 News in Detroit found these folks, and they got a tip that these people were going out on their workout on their lunch hour, drinking and smoking pot, working in a factory in Michigan. They were drinking and smoking pot on their break. And basically, some of them got suspended and fired, but they appealed, and their union appealed, and now they're back at work after a couple of years. Who gets to smoke pot and drink beer on your break and come back and work around heavy machinery? How is that a good choice? Can someone tell me how that's a good choice? Well, you want to know a benefit for being in the union. Well, that's one of them. Then you can make a whole bunch of bad choices. And it'll be okay. There it is right there. They work for a Chrysler plant. Let's see what time is it. God, we're right at break. Listen, I'm going to play this story when we get back. Thanks again for coming to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or...
Okay, class, let's all sing our 911 song. There's a fire, there's a fire.
Dial 911.
There's a fire, there's a fire.
Dial 911.
If you can't raise an arm.
Dial 911.
If you're suddenly having trouble speaking these words.
Dial 911.
Face suddenly goes all numb.
Dial 911.
All of a sudden get the worst headache of your life.
Dial 911.
Sudden loss of sight in one or both eyes.
Dial 911.
If you think stroke may be the cause, never wait to call.
Dial 911.
911. Making a difference in someone's life is elementary. Know the sudden signs of stroke and dial 911 immediately if they appear. Time lost is brain lost. For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
My name is Charles. I'm 38 years old.
My name is Charles. I'm 38 years old.
One day I had a sudden headache.
I had a headache.
Suddenly my arm went numb and I felt confused.
My arm went tingly.
I knew I was having a stroke.
I didn't know what was going on.
I told my wife and she dialed 911.
I didn't want to miss work, so I went.
The ambulance arrived just in time.
I had a stroke on the bus.
Because of quick response, today I'm on my way to a full recovery.
Today I have partial paralysis.
Seconds made all the difference.
Seconds made all the difference.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You can make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
For more information, visit powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Back with more of the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, having a good time, here. Hope that you're having a good time where you are. I think it's important that you have a good time where you are. Let's see if I can. I don't know if I can. Well, where the heck is the video? I should have been looking at that, but I was doing something else. Let's see here. There's some Chrysler workers. 2 years ago, Fox 2 problem solver Rob Volchick got a tip from someone inside Chrysler's Jefferson North Assembly plant about what some workers were doing in the park at their lunch break. For several days, and they followed the workers, and what they found is that they were drinking and they were smoking pot. And when the Fox 2 reporter came to confront them, of course, they ran. And so Chrysler Group and some of them got fired. And some of them were suspended, like 13 guys who had a little, you know, little group of guys that went out on break and got hammered, and then came back to work and hung out, I guess. Chrysler Group LLC announces the reinstatement of a number of employees from the Jefferson North Assembly Plant who were discharged from the company in September 2010 after appearing in a local TV story about off-duty conduct. It wasn't, and you know, it wasn't off-duty. They were on break. They were at lunch. Off-duty isn't like they were. It was a Saturday afternoon, and they were at the park with their families getting hammered. That wasn't it. That was not it. What was it is that they were on their lunch break getting drunk, getting hammered, and that is amazing. But that's the power of unions. I mean, do you really want to be in an organization that supports that? Do you really want to be? Let's see if we can play this audio. How much time is it? How much time we got? I think we're good. Let's see if we can play this audio. Maybe not. But this is the power of these unions.
You may be shocked. You may be angry. Some of you may be happy. But when you hear this, you will definitely have an opinion.
13 auto workers fired after a problem solver investigation are back on the job tonight. Fox 2's Rob Walchek joins us now from the newsroom. Rob, what's going on?
Hello, Monica. It was a story that made headlines around the world 2 years ago after I received a tip that workers from the factory that builds Jeep Cherokees were having more than just sandwiches for lunch. We investigated. They got canned, but now they've got their jobs back.
Back to work. Back to work. Back on the job. Yep, all these guys got their jobs back. An arbitration board has decided these Chrysler workers who were terminated 2 years ago for violating company policy deserve to get their jobs back. And I guess unless they created new positions for these guys, whoever replaced them on the job is out of luck. Because apparently, this video wasn't enough to keep them out of the factory. 2 years ago, we got a tip from someone inside Chrysler's Jefferson North Assembly Plant about what some workers were doing at the park on their lunch break. The tipster was concerned because he didn't want to work around heavy machinery with someone who spent their lunch doing this. For 10 days, we followed.
All right, what they're doing is everybody's got a bottle of beer, and a lot of people are smoking pot. A lot of people in this group of 13 are token up, are getting baked. We can go on from here.
These guys, we videotaped them here, and then we videotaped them here, and then we taped them going back to work in the factory. When we showed the video to executives from Chrysler, they were embarrassed. The company had just been bailed out by the government, and in fact, President Obama stood on the floor of the very same plant just a few months earlier. They were trying to remake their image, and this certainly wasn't part of the Imported from Detroit campaign.
Hey, guys. Hate to be a buzzkill, but shouldn't you guys be building cars? Don't you guys work out at the Chrysler factory? You know, the government spent a lot of money bailing you guys out, and you're coming out here on your lunch break drinking like this?
Chrysler suspended two workers and fired 13 others. Their cases went to arbitration, and the arbitrator sided with the workers. They came back to work this week. Here's the automaker's statement. Chrysler Group LLC acknowledges the reinstatement of a number of employees from the Jefferson North Assembly Plant who were discharged from the company in September 2010 after appearing in a local TV station story about their off-duty conduct. While the company does not agree with the ultimate decision of the arbitrator, we respect the grievance procedure process as outlined in the collective bargaining agreement and our relationship with the UAW. Unfortunately, the company was put in a very difficult position because of the way the story was investigated and ultimately revealed to the public. These employees from Jefferson North have been off work for more than 2 years. The time has come to put this situation behind us and resume our focus on building quality products that will firmly establish Chrysler Group's position in the marketplace. And these are some of the guys who will be building those products.
That's amazing. Drinking, smoking pot, just having a grand old time. Unions. And the power of unions to put those people back to work. And to make people pay them for that. Make you pay. So they can afford to get those guys back on the job. high and drunk, next to you. Where's your choice? Where's your choice to be in a safe work environment? Where's your choice? Oh, it's not about choice. Listen, we've only got a few minutes, but my friend Bob is out there, and let me go ahead and get to talk to Bob. Bob, what's up, baby?
And people want to know why I don't back unions. I mean, you know, is that any more proof as to why you shouldn't be backing these unions?
Oh, man, it's amazing. I mean, the videotape is damning. These guys are out there with bottles of beer, they're smoking pot, and these guys got their jobs back. Who gets their jobs back after you go on a lunch and get hammered day after day? How do you get your job back?
Good question. I mean, how do you get your job back? I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, I mean, you know, there are people that lose their jobs for doing nothing wrong, you know, all because, you know, they personally didn't like someone. You know, if that seems to be okay, we don't need to worry about that. But anything else, forget about it.
It's
ridiculous.
All right, so Bob, what's going on, man? We only got a couple of minutes. What's going on, man? How you been?
I've been doing all right. I've had a lot of different things going on, which is why I haven't really been around as much. The big thing I got to tell you is our good friend Alyssa McKinney, I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, we're going to be seeing her on national TV very soon. Why, you ask? She's actually Miss Alaska USA, and she's going to be running for the Miss USA, for the Miss USA pageant, and let's hope we can get her in there.
Well, that'll be cool. Well, that's actually pretty neat. So what day is that? I mean, what day is the pageant on the air?
That's a good question. I want to know when the Miss Alaska pageant's on the air. I don't know when Miss USA or any of that is, you know, but when she started emailing everyone, letting everyone know that she actually won the Miss Alaska pageant, it was unreal.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Well, I'm glad things are going well for you, my man. How's Pop doing?
He's going to be coming home soon. They actually got him on a walker now. They just need to work more on his speech and everything, you know. And that would be good. But he is coming back here, and I'll be his primary caregiver with me out of work right now. So it'll all be good.
Well, good. I'm glad you're going to be there to take care of him. That's awesome. That is fabulous. All right, man, we got to get up out of here. You're the best. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Listen, call in more often when you get some time, all right?
I definitely will. You know, like I said, a lot of things have changed, but hopefully I'll be back tomorrow and all that good stuff.
sounds like a plan. Thanks again, Bob. We appreciate you.
Take care, bud.
Take care. That's my friend Wacko Bob from the Wacko Bob Empire. You can get Wacko Bob in the morning here on Blog Talk Radio. And Bob does a whole bunch of stuff. He's a great Blog Talk Radio host. And he's a great guy, so go ahead and support whatever he's doing. All right, we got to get out of here. Thanks for coming to the Will Austin Show today. We appreciate it. And listen, tell your friends. Tell your friends that you found somebody who was so outrageous and amazing on Blog Talk Radio that they need to hear, that they need to come out and check him out. Or they can go to the WillAustinShow.com website, and the shows are archived right there. All right, listen, remember, it's about choice. It's about having the choice to call the libs on their crap. If it's about choice, then let's make it about choice. All right. We'll be back on tomorrow with more of the Will and Austin Show. Same bad time, same bad channel. Until I see you then, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, and I mean this, take care of yourself.